This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today was a doubleheader for jobs numbers. June monthly we got, as Mitchell was telling us about. Also weekly first-time claims for unemployment benefits. Just a hair over 1.4 million people filed the paperwork last week. That's down just a tad from a week earlier. Still, though, a staggering, staggering number. Okay, staying with jobs here for just a bit, let us head to the classroom, shall we, in the debate over how best and most safely that schools might be open this year. Millions of parents working at home the past 3 or 4 months, are more than ready for that to happen. Teachers and administrators are too, but with the added reality that opening schools means a flood of students back into those buildings and teachers going to work with a whole lot of people in close quarters. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said today the city is moving full steam ahead with reopening schools in September, with limits on the number of students in each classroom, masks, and hand-washing stations.
My students' bathrooms up till the beginning of March had broken sinks, had no soap. How can I trust that all these safety protocols will actually be in place once schools reopen?
Annie Tan is a special education teacher in Brooklyn. She's worried the city will put the economy ahead of human lives. New York delayed school closings in the early weeks of March. 74 educators in the city died of COVID-19.
In New York City, we have seen the loss of life. We know what it cost us.
Across the country, teachers in places like Florida, Texas, and Washington, D.C. are starting to push back against plans to reopen schools. Harley Litzelman, a high school teacher in Oakland, California, started a national petition calling on teachers to refuse to return to the classroom until their counties reported no new virus cases for 14 days.
At a certain point, it's the responsibility of workers to withhold their labor and force the powers that be to do what they should have been doing months ago.
Teachers have been empowered in recent years by broad public support for strikes from West Virginia to California that demanded better school funding and smaller class sizes. But parents may be less likely to support keeping schools closed. Lydia Branston is a single mother in San Francisco who has to leave her 12-year-old daughter to go to work.
I rely a lot on my neighbors, but also, you know, I rely a lot on my child. It's a lot of pressure on her to self-regulate.
She says she'll support teachers if they don't feel safe, but at the same time, she's worried for her daughter's safety and development. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.